So, hello, it's Pete.
And it's the Grumbler.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Episode 2 of The Great Escape. Well, we survived.
We did.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We had a good time.
Very good.
It was... we always do the same thing on the first day, don't we?
What, drink a lot and
eat
kebabs?
Yeah, exactly. We drank a lot, we ate 2 kebabs, and then we always say the same thing again today, won't we? We say, No, not doing the same today. Yeah. We never learn, do we?
No, but that would be boring if we did.
That would be boring, yeah. So, we had a good day. Let's catch up with us as we're down on Brighton Station.
So we're here in Brighton again.
We are indeed.
And I've just caught a lovely whiff of patchouli oil from somebody walking past me. That took me back a bit.
I thought it was that stuff they put in the pineapple cubes.
Yeah?
In pubs.
What? Patchouli oil?
Well, I didn't know what it was.
It was definitely patchouli oil. You don't remember patchouli oil? You're too young for that. You're probably a bit too young for that. Well, in my heavy metalling days in Newcastle, there was a number of places where you could go and get records and posters and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And you walk in and it was like a fog, and it wasn't ganja because I didn't know what ganja smelled like in those days. But it was just fog of patchouli oil and sweaty men, sweaty long-haired blokes.
Lovely.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, and the idea was to put enough on, but not too much. But you always ended up putting on far too much. It was strange. It came in a little bottle about an inch tall. And you sort of dabbed a bit under your armpits.
Sweaty long-haired blokes. That's not the smell of the Dark Compass Metal Show, is it?
Very probably, yeah. No, you can't say Dark Compass Metal Show. You've got to say Dark Compass Metal Show. It's going to be that way, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Can I have a go?
There's only one way, and that's all the way. That's not quite the right inflection, is it, really?
Oh, it's bold, though.
But we are in Brighton. Sorry,
speaking of which, shall we go and get wet on the inside?
Oh, why not?
Let's do that.
Okay.
And we did. We got wet on the inside.
Very, very wet
on the inside. we did our usual. We went out to the wristband exchange, got ourselves the programme and all that sort of stuff, and decamped to a pub for a bit of... trying to work out what the hell we're going to do with ourselves.
Yeah, well, it's become kind of sort of traditional, hasn't it? It's called the Sussex.
The Sussex, yeah. Down by the Old Steen. Yeah, it's quite nice. It's got a couple of old chairs in there.
Yep.
Very comfortable old chairs for very comfortable old men. and we had a good fun, yeah.
And pictures of the inaugural pint will be available within the next few days.
No, they were available on Facebook immediately.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I was tweeting and squawking and all that sort of silly stuff as we were going along.
Yeah.
So if you want to find Facebook, then look up Pete Kogel. Nice, that's me. I've been me all my life. Yeah. So we wandered off in the direction of the Hope, where we saw lots of good bands in the past. So we thought we'd have a little look. We saw a French band.
We did, with a very unusual name for a French band.
Called Nelson.
Absolutely.
Shall we have a little listen?
Go on then.
down, or hit the heart of trampled masses. They were only trying to own your will, to hold your hope and the defeat, under the dreams, and only cool your darkness of street lights. You've tried to fight and it began, but you've been drowning your hope, your thoughts, acting like dolls to repeat the story again and again. Fed by the fuel of disaster, you choose to live in the glory of broken dreams. And life was just to begin, nothing else was real.
You're not necessarily known for their sense of humour, he said, generalising.
I think that
calling themselves Nelson was pretty good.
I think it was pretty good going. Yeah. That's why I wasn't sure that they actually were called Nelson at the time. I thought, surely not, but they were.
That's what I thought, you know. I mean, that'd be a bit like you calling yourself Napoleon. Although you are quite short.
I'm not that short, no. So, we've met a couple of guys and they're called
Gareth, Adam.
And they're down here for the Great Escape as well. Yep. So, what are you looking forward to, guys, tonight?
I'm not sure tonight really up for anything, but tomorrow night is definitely ESSA for me. For you?
Tomorrow night, well, I think it's going to be ESSA, or I would really like to see Kid British. I think they're going to be good. But, well, I mean, one of the things about these festivals is it's kind of what you don't necessarily know and suddenly fall into and, you know, recall when you look back in a year's time or something like that.
Exactly. Then you can say with confidence, oh, I saw them when they were small.
Yeah, you have to, don't you? Sound all important, don't you?
Exactly.
I didn't mean to dodge you. We've said something very similar ourselves.
We have indeed, yes.
And who was that about?
Well, that was about Revan and the Makers to start.
Lalo.
Natty. We saw Natty last year.
Oh, Natty.
Yeah. I saw them last year. Yeah.
I didn't see him last year down here, but I've seen him before, and he's just great.
Black
Angels.
Yeah.
Black Angels. Have you seen the Black Angels?
No.
They played the Vaults last year. That was wonderful stuff.
And the previous night they played the Albert Hall or something bloody stupid. So it's a big place anyway.
And then the Vaults is like tiny. Yeah. It's amazingly good. So yeah, we enjoyed that.
And it's got a capacity of 3 very small people.
Yeah. In a cave.
Oh, well, you can't beat a cave, can you, for a gig?
We saw Paolo down here about 4 years in the first year, and we were in a room of about...
That's not credible, though, is it, Adam?
Well, no, we saw him in a room of about 10 people, and the weekend...
What, Paolo Nutini?
Yeah, and he was the weekend...
Well, my daughter will be very happy with you saying that. That's okay. That's
the weekend after, he was doing one big weekend, and I mean...
Yeah.
It's not where I admit that I saw him last night,
no,
is it, really?
No, that's true, no. Yeah.
That's absolutely nothing. ABBA did my church youth club once. And on that note, I'll say goodnight.
You don't have to talk a lot of bollocks, don't you?
You know, sometimes I make it up as I'm going along.
Yeah, yeah. We think we noticed that, yeah. Yeah, Gareth and Adam there, and the young ladies arrived. And they did, and we took a photograph of them, or I took a photograph of them, and stood that on Facebook. I think they were a bit shocked by that, actually. Hello, Daily. Yeah, so they decided, and they buggered off, and then went a bit more shopping, I think. They were buying stuff, you know, as girls
socks.
Do. Yeah, socks. Yeah, well, you can never get enough pairs of socks, you know.
Well, no, I tell my missus. She keeps moaning at me every time I come home with new socks.
Yeah, oh, right, okay.
Strange reasons.
You're talking bollocks again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll just shut up, shall I?
Shut up. Yeah, so, Nelson, what the good. What the good. And we
got their album,
which I have in my hot, sweaty hand, which says, for promotional purposes only. So that's what we've just done, a bit of promotion. And we shall probably be playing some more of them. I think other one of them enjoyed them.
Yeah, I can see them.
They tried very, very hard, didn't they?
They did. They actually tried too hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you listen to the album, there's a lot going on in there, and they tried to do it all.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah. On a very small stage that had very little sort of room to put a drum kit down or anything down. It was all falling off the stage all the time.
You couldn't swing a mouse.
No, you couldn't. But it's a good little venue, that place. I like that. This sort of
it's hotter
nice.
Than hell.
Yes. But then again, being upstairs, I mean, all these upstairs gigs, you know, not quite as hot as digital upstairs. That was, I was going to faint last year. That was so bloody hot. But,
we might avoid that one.
Yeah, we'll see how we go. Yeah, so, they mentioned Essa, which I've never heard of before. I must check that out.
I've heard of them. I'm not sure I've heard them.
Yes, exactly. So I must check. I think they're playing tonight, so we'll have a look at that. And then, as I was tweeting and putting Facebook comments, there's a guy called Anthony Barrett, who's I'm friends with on Facebook, friends of Vince and Louis from the Archives. And he's down here an awful lot. He's not down here this weekend. But he came up with a list of people we should go and see as well, including School of Seven Bells, who we are definitely going to go and see.
Definitely, yes.
That's tomorrow, I believe. So that was a nice time. So let's catch up with ourselves as we head off in the direction of the ocean rooms.
Oh dear.
So, according to your watch, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, according to my watch, it is indeed 7 o'clock.
So we should be heading to the ocean rooms. Yep. For a spot of giggage.
Yes, absolutely.
What are we going to see?
Oh, I'll have to get the boss name out. Well, there's a bloke from Norway who sounds like he's not from Norway.
Right.
And then some other people, and then the baddies.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Shall we go inside then?
Well, it is raining outside.
It is, rather.
Let's go inside and get wet inside instead of wet outside, shall we?
Good plan.
Off we go then.
Cecilia, I didn't want to give your heart away. Flesh. did he rob your joy of the embrace? Cecilia, you didn't want to give your heart away. Cecilia, you didn't want to leave it all behind.
Yeah, that was Thomas Dibdal.
Dibdal, yes.
For a first act, he really had the crowd on his side, didn't he?
He did. It was, yeah, I mean, he had audience participation going in that one, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, we were all singing along.
The Here I Am flesh and blood bit.
Flesh and bone.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah, really good. And a really sort of tight band. I mean, they were, I think, just a band that he put together for the tour. But, you know, they were very good. They were very good. And the enormous... Hammond organ that
It
took about 14 people to get out of the bloody thing at the end of the day. No,
that wasn't musical equipment, that was furniture.
It was great, yeah.
when they came back and finished up the clearing up, they had to move a couple of girls because they decided to sit on it.
Because they thought it was furniture. Yeah. Exactly, yeah, it's quite amusing. But he was really good. I like that sort of thing.
And a very nice guy when we had a chance to talk to
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well.
So very keen to have us play stuff. So that's
I think
he did. He was his first time in Britain, I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was his first time in Britain, but certainly he's actually pretty big in Norway.
Right.
In relative terms, I don't know what their sort of market
is like.
He's got about six albums.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd been to Bristol as well. He said there's some sort of Bristol connection this year, isn't there?
Seems to be. Yeah.
Some of the bands have come from Bristol to here, so I wonder if that's that makes sense actually, because if you get bands over to do more than one festival, as it were, it's quite a good thing to do. But I enjoyed that.
There's a few more of his tracks up on MySpace as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so we shall be collecting a few more, having a chat with him and taking it from there, because I think he's nice to have a listen to.
Absolutely, and if you people listening want to go find him, I believe it was myspace.com/tdibdahl.
Yes, D-Y-D-Y-B-D-A-H-L.
That's it.
So very nice, very nice. So let's catch up with us as we leave the ocean rooms.
Oh God!
Oh God! Oh dear, dear, dear!
dear, 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 dear!
Two large donors and a couple of rats on a stick. Ketchup's 5p extra. We're eating rats without ketchup.
So, we just left the ocean rooms.
We did.
Where we've seen four bands.
Yeah.
Of which three I have a good memory of and one I have not.
What, you don't have a memory of or you didn't enjoy it?
I don't have a memory of.
Ah, right.
No. That could be the lager induced memory. But, did you enjoy yourself?
I did, immensely so, yes.
Good, good.
Trying to remember the names of the bands.
Well, that's the bit I was sort of, you know, pondering over. You say,
well, it was Thomas Wasname from Norway.
Yeah, he was good.
The Hoodlums or something like that.
Hoodlums, yes, they were from Essex.
Essex, lots of Essex bands. Actually.
Yes, it was an Essex evening, wasn't it?
Was, yeah,
yes,
very blockheady one of the bands, I thought.
Yeah, very good. Like them, they were good.
Definitely. Have to seek them out and podcast them, definitely.
Well, we could, and we could play them now, couldn't we?
Why don't we?
Let's do that.
Yeah, this is them.
We're going to do a song now called The Estuary Boys. This is for a few darlings back in Southend.
Hey!
A few here.
Hey!
So that was Hoodlums and Estuary Boys, as they said themselves. What are you smiling at?
I don't know.
Yeah,
the label's falling off.
Don't a kebab on a rat, please.
On a stick.
On a stick. Yeah, it was a two kebab night, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, never again.
No.
Not until next year. No, they were very good. They were very good, as you said. Bit of Billy Bragg in there, bit of Blockheads, all that sort of stuff. But much more so live.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought when I saw them live that they were a bit Blockheadish.
Yeah,
which in my book is not a bad thing.
Mm.
But that's not so evident on that studio version.
It sounds a bit sort of you know, very smooth production.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
could be a little bit more rough. Yeah.
I think the guy had, you know, live, he had a bit more of an edge on his voice. Yeah. You know, there was a bit more of, you know, a little bit more beer and cigarettes in there.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, of course, is why I'm sounding so deep in myself today.
Deep and sexy.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I wouldn't know that. No,
don't you say it again either, because you're sitting between me and the door.
What does that mean? Never mind. When I saw them, I just thought, you know, because they had a little bass.
Yep.
With a bassist with a sort of a, you know, did he have a beret on? I think he had a beret on. I thought, okay, maybe this is going to be rockabilly.
No, the bassist had a leather hat.
That's right. Yeah, the leather hat.
And the guitarist had the beret. Yep.
And the lead singer had the big quiff, and I thought, this is going to be rockabilly, and it wasn't. It was very nice. It was just, you know, it was good.
Yeah,
good stuff. Good band. Check them out from Southend, and she'll have more on the show, I think, later on.
History boys, God bless them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. So it brings us to today. So what are we going to go see today? I've got a couple of thoughts in my head.
Ooh. Well, there's that chap that's done this stuff with Reverend and the Makers.
Oh yes. We haven't got anything of him. Tired and Emotional? No, that's not Tired and Emotional.
something like that.
Skin and Demoralised.
Skin and Demoralised,
that's the one. That's the fact.
Tired and Emotional is us.
Yeah, exactly, yes. You can be tired, I can be emotional, yeah. Or perhaps the other way around. No, isn't that what I'll say? There's a couple of things I quite fancy. One of them, and I know that there's a lunchtime gig, so we're going to get ourselves down there. I think at 1 o'clock, at the Arc, there's a band from Saskatchewan, which is difficult for me to say.
Yeah.
Along with dissertation. Can't say dissertation properly either. We met a bloke in the pub that was doing his dissertation, and I couldn't say it.
And that was before you'd started drinking.
Exactly, yeah. Well, no, I had one.
Well, yeah.
But you know me, one, and I'm anybody's, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
Here we go. So, let's have a listen to this band. This is Ultimate Power Duo, who come from Canada, and not a duo. I have played them before, but it's a long time ago. Have a listen to this. This is White Zombie. Power Duo, not bad. I think that particular track doesn't convey, I don't think, their sense of humour, which is they're quite mad. And I'm checking them out on YouTube and that, and they've been to Brighton before. I think they played Digital or something like that, or Concord, one of the two. They love the place. They love the vibe. So they're good to be back from Saskatoon in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, well, we better get our skates on then if we're going to see them for a lunchtime gig.
Indeed, indeed. So we've got two more tracks I want to sort of fit in. One of which is a lovely band, which I really, really fancy seeing, called Betty and the Werewolves. I've played this for Grumbler before and he's rather enjoyed it. This is a track, their homage to David Cassidy.
His trick on me and I can't seem to not believe. David Cassidy, your magic's worked his trick on me and I can't seem to not believe. David Cassidy, your magic's worked his trick on me and I can't seem to not believe. Fighters gather every wall, I count them unto sleep. I fall and if I ever fall asleep, I know it's you and choose on me.
Yeah, now, of course, when you sent that to me, I listened to it about three or four times back to back.
Right.
Because you instructed me to listen using headphones.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, there's obviously something not work safe here.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't find it.
No, I misinterpreted the word estimated.
Didn't you? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For another word that doesn't include the word estimated. Yeah. It begins with an M. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave that one to your imagination.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dear
yeah,
listener.
Yeah. I didn't have my ears in properly. But either way, whichever word you use, I thought was a good song. Good English. English indie pop there from Betty the Werewolves from London.
And Los Angeles is a long way from Ryslip. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And of course, what gets me is that how can they possibly know who David Cassidy is? They're way too young.
Well, you say that, I mean, how do you know they're not on well, Zoom range,
I've,
you know?
Well, I've seen their pictures. They look... Well, I suppose it could be different pictures of different people. It could be your own bunch of old ladies.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I don't know. We'll say here we go. It sounded idyllic, and I really enjoyed it. So
yeah, looking forward to seeing
it. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, that's going to be really good. So that's Betty the Werewolves. We've got some more of them as well. The last band I'm going to play is someone from the Beaver State. Because you know about the Beaver State. Portland, Oregon.
Absolutely.
You've been up there and had your share of hot funny gravy, as it were.
yes, and sausage milk.
Yes. Perhaps you should ask these guys, and we'd get them to one side. Have you ever had any sausage milk from hot funny gravy? And then if we survive that, we'll survive anything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So let's play one track. This is by Blind Pilot, that we're playing at the Pavilion Theatre a bit later on. A track called One Red Thread. I've played one of their tracks before, but this is another one of theirs from their new album. And we'll bugger off and we'll leave you to it. And you can have a listen to this while we get on the train and come up with some more bollocks tomorrow, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ta-da, then.
Ta-da, then.